أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن ماتوا قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. In the previous ayats we read that in the battle of Uhud, when somebody, Shaitan, made an announcement that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been martyred, he has been made shaheed. So that sent shock waves through the Sahaba, and they lost hope also, that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is not there, then for what are we fighting? And some of them, weaker Sahaba, also thought, let us go back to our old religion again. Now the religion of Islam is going to die, is dead. At that time, Anas ibn Nadhr's uncle, Anas ibn Malik's uncle, Anas ibn Nadhr, went full way forward, and he declared his great devotion and sincerity to Islam, and he said, we did not fight for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we fought for Allah, and we fought for the cause of Islam, and he fought very gallantly until he became martyred. So on that occasion then Allah revealed this ayat and said that وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ or Muhammad to ek rasool hai. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, in spite of his great, great position, very great position, but after all he's only the Rasul of Allah. He is not Allah. That Allah is ever living, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not ever living. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not die in the battle of Uhud. It was a false rumor which Shaitan had spread there. But eventually Allah says he will pass away. He's not going to live forever. And if you took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your God, na'uzu billah, as Christians made Isa alayhi salam their God, then you will be also gone completely off track. Allah is our Allah, and the deen of Islam is the purpose. And that is a thing which many good people also don't seem to understand. We give preference to our connection. It's my brother, it's my friend, it's my Haji bhai, I went in Jamaat with him. We give that preference, and we don't give preference to the deen of Islam. And we don't see the deen. We give preference that what will the people say. We must have peace with everyone. And we don't worry about the deen of Allah. So that Allah says the most important is Allah himself and the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us the deen. He is not our Allah. And he is not our deen. Our deen is our deen. And he taught us our deen by the great mercy of Allah and the great kindness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ ہو چکے اس سے پہلے بہت رسول. Many rasuls came before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all passed away. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not going to be any exception. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Each and everything that has got life will taste of death besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah will remain forever. Otherwise everything else will taste of death. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not your, he teaches you how to make ibadat, but he is not your object of worship. Object of worship is only Allah Ta'ala. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ آقَابِكُمْ. پھر کیا اگر وہ مر گیا یا مارا گیا تو تم پھر جاؤ گے الٹے پاؤں. So Allah says what? If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passes away or he is made shaheed, then are you going to turn on your heels and turn away from Islam again? In other words, then you haven't understood Islam in the least. But, and this is an itab, a warning, a very warning with great love for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that how could they lose hope in the battle of Uhud when Shaitan spread the news that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. In other words, the high position of the Sahaba It was not expected from them. They should not have done, and they were going to set the example for the Ummat al-Qiyamah. So that was not expected from them at all. Allah gave them a warning with great, great love, that what if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to pass away or is made shaheed, then are you going to turn your backs and leave Islam alone? And you're going back to your old religion of kufr and shirk and then? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. اور جو کوئی پھر جائے گا الٹے پاؤ تو ہر چیز نہ بگاڑے گا اللہ کا کچھ. And whoever turns away and becomes murtad, he will not harm Allah in the least, but Allah Ta'ala and His deen are most high and most superior. And Allah has got His sincere servant that will serve His deen. And if we don't want to serve the deen of Allah, we give preference to family connection. We give preference to friends. We want peace and unity, and we don't see about the deen of Allah and the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then nobody can harm Allah in any way whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, that those who become murtad, then Allah Ta'ala, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, Allah will bring another nation that will accept Islam. And they will have great, great qualities in them. And nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Allah can prepare that at any time. وَسَيَّدْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, اور اللہ ثواب دے گا شکر گزاروں کو. And Allah will reward those who are thankful. In Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani it comes that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Amir al-Shakirin is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did finally pass away, a great man like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu could also not understand it. And he took out his sword and said, anyone who says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, I will kill that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just gone to meet Allah Ta'ala. It was one man, Hazrat Abu Bakr, in spite of all the odds, what, and he was so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he must have felt when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. But he stood firm. He said that Muhammad, and he read this ayah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, the Rasul of Allah, and he will pass away. And he is gone. We have to remain loyal to Islam. And after that, the army of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared, in spite of all the odds, Hazrat Abu Bakr sent out that Mujahideen army also. It seemed that it was an impossible thing. So it was one man who stood firm and kept the tables of Islam in order. Otherwise, it was a very, very crucial and very critical time. Things could have gone wrong very terribly. But one man, Hazrat Abu Bakr, and that is what is required. And then Hazrat Ali says he is Amir al-Shakirin. Those are the people who make shukr, who remain firm to Islam. Today we also have to take a great lesson from here, that when Islam is under attack from outside, from inside, people are saying all wrong things about Islam. The learned people are saying wrong things about Islam. To remain firm and loyal to Islam and to voice one's opinion and make it known and stay firm, this is what is required. And that we're keeping quiet, or we quietly also, like the hypocrites, we meet with those who are against the teachings of Islam, and we support them also, we are doing the greatest harm to ourselves. And Allah doesn't need, Allah says, whoever turns on his heels and turns away from Islam, Allah is not in need of anyone. We are only doing our own harm. It's very important and necessary that we stay firm on Deen and on Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq, that spirit of Iman, and make that flame of Iman to burn bright in our hearts. And we at any cost, even our lives can go, but we stand for Islam and we stand for the true deen. And whoever will change the deen of Allah, no matter matter who it is, we will not worry about that. We will stand for the true deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to come regularly for Fajr. Today mashallah big jamaat, and those who have come and keep on coming and encourage others also. Our masjids must be full for Fajr as they get full for Jummah. How Jummah, how masjids get full for Fajr, and all namazes our masjids must also be full. Allah give tawfiq. Subhanallah.